From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, prosecutors raid locations linked to the late former President Noh Tae-woo on allegations that his family concealed slush funds. Kim Yo-jong heaps scorn on President Lee Jae-myung for saying he respects U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to scrap the second half of an annual joint military exercise as a gesture of peace. And South Korea plans to launch a future fund to promote long-term economic growth using revenue from the artificial intelligence boom. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. Prosecutors have raided locations linked to the late former President Noh Tae-woo on allegations that the family concealed slush funds. KBS has learned that the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office sent investigators to the home of Noh's wife, Kim Ok-suk, in Seoul's Seodaemun District on Friday to conduct a search. The search warrant reportedly also lists the East Asia Cultural Center, where Noh's son, Jae-hun, was president before being appointed ambassador to China, the Noh Tae-woo Foundation, and homes of former aides during the Noh administration. The prosecution launched the investigation after a complaint was filed alleging the former president's family had concealed slush funds from the May 18 Foundation established to uphold the spirit of the 1980 Gwangju pro-democracy movement and evaded taxes. The allegations arose during the divorce proceedings for former President Noh's daughter, So-young, and SK Group chairman, Choi Tae-won. Kim Yo-jong, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's sister, has heaped scorn on President Lee Jae-myung for saying he respects U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to scrap the second half of an annual joint military exercise as a gesture of peace. In her second official statement this week, Kim Yo-jong questioned Lee's commitment to peace while he invokes worst-case scenarios to promote the development of South Korea's independent self-defense capabilities. Pae Ji-yeon has this report.
The sister and close advisor of North Korea's leader has taunted South Korea and its president over an abrupt change of plans that halved a joint military exercise earlier this week. In a statement released Thursday night, Kim Yo-jong ridiculed what she framed as South Korea's unfortunate plight, saying Seoul was eager to play a war game but couldn't because of its subservience to Washington. The Ulchi Freedom Shield, the war game in question, was cut short at the last minute when U.S. President Donald Trump issued an impromptu order. Kim roasted President Lee Jae-myung for a recent social media post in which he said he respects Trump's decision and views it as a step toward dialogue and peace with North Korea. She accused Lee of double-dealing by discussing peace while advocating for Seoul's independent military capabilities in the context of worst-case scenarios. North Korea views the Ulchi Freedom Shield drills as a rehearsal for an invasion, and Kim had made clear a day earlier that cutting the drills short wasn't enough. Lee has previously said he wants Trump to play pacemaker on the Korean Peninsula while Seoul sets the pace. Based on Kim's recent messages, however, analysts say Pyongyang has firmly closed the door in Lee's face. Pae Ji-yeon, KBS World Radio News.
The presidential office has urged North Korea to stop making unnecessary slanderous remarks and instead work towards peaceful coexistence on the Korean Peninsula in response to a statement by Kim Yo-jong criticizing South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. A presidential office official said Friday that disparaging remarks against the South Korean government and President Lee won't help build mutual trust. The official added that the government will consistently pursue a policy of peaceful coexistence based on mutual respect, maintain close coordination with the United States, and actively work to revive dialogue between North Korea and the United States by setting the pace.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea plans to launch a future fund to promote long-term economic growth using what the government calls windfall revenue generated by higher tax collection from the recent boom in artificial intelligence. The Ministry of Planning and Budget, along with its partner agencies, announced a plan in a joint statement on Friday, noting that the AI industry is driving significant transformation across sectors, affecting not only technology, but also the economy and social systems. The ministry anticipates a substantial rise in domestic tax revenue, driven mainly by higher corporate taxes from the global chip boom. Based on projected national tax revenue, an increase in corporate taxes from the semiconductor boom, and the availability of additional financial resources, The future fund is expected to reach about 100 trillion won, equivalent to 72.4 billion U.S. dollars in its first year. Hyundai Motors Union staged its first full strike in 10 years on Friday after wage negotiations stalled over key issues, including the retirement age and job protections with the rise of artificial intelligence. Some 39,000 union members were expected to take part in the one-day strike, which has halted all Hyundai production lines in Ulsan, Jeonju, and Asan. This follows a string of partial strikes since initial negotiations between labor and management began in May, which, according to estimates, have disrupted the production of 55,200 vehicles worth over 2.3 trillion won, or roughly 1.66 billion U.S. dollars. The Hyundai Motor Union's total accumulated strike hours for this year now stand at 60, with the production line stopped for 120 hours. The union has also announced four-hour partial strikes for Monday and Tuesday, which are expected to cause further production disruptions.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
South Korea will conduct its first trial voyage of a container ship through the Arctic, known as the Northern Sea Route, starting Saturday. This expedition will be a major test of what many call the Route of Dreams, exploring its potential as a new logistics alternative for the country's shipping industry. The Ministry of Oceans and Fisheries announced on Thursday that the pilot operation will initiate with the container ship Panstar Arco, which will depart from Busan. The ship will travel along Russia's northern coast and make stops in the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Poland before returning to Busan around October 5th. The South Korean government hopes to begin commercial operations by 2030, following 5 years of pilot testing. The Seoul City government says there are no structural safety issues related to the gap at the entrance ramp of Seongsu Bridge, after external experts evaluated all 22 bridges over the Han River, excluding railway bridges. The city said Friday that it identified height differences at 32 entrance ramps across 11 of these bridges. The assessment found no abnormalities that would compromise structural safety. Nevertheless, to address public concerns and minimize driving inconvenience, Seoul plans to proactively reinforce sections of both Seongsu Bridge and Olympic Bridge, where the height differences are more pronounced. The disclosure comes after multiple surveys and tests by the city's Bridge Access Point Safety Advisory Group, comprising 11 experts in the structural, geotechnical, road, and construction fields. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 60.37 points, or 0.88% on Friday, to close at 6,912.95. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 38.95 points, or 4.63%, to close at 801.94. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.